Aleishur Chelek Beis Lamed Ches, the fifth chapter entitled Bechira, paragraph Aleph. HaBechira HaBesisis Hi Keitzad Mishtamesh Adam Bischunei Sav. The basic choice that a person has is how to use his tendencies, his proclivities. HaGemara B'Shabes Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph Meva'eres Hashpa'as HaKoychavim VeHamazalois Bish'as HaLeida Al Techunei Adam. The Gemara there explains the influence of stars and constellations on a person's tendencies at his birth. Kegoin, Haiman de Bamadim Yehi Gvar Ashid Edema, Shevech Damim. A person born under the influence of Mars will be a person with a tendency to spill blood. Omarav Ashi I Umana I Ganava I Tabacha I Moyhala. Either in the sense of a doctor, we would call it, or a murderer, or a sheichet, or a mohel. Techunois yefshal akur, says the author, a person cannot uproot his basic character traits. Kar hamezeg eino yachol ishtanos liyescham hamezeg. A person who's cool cannot change and become, to change his temperament and become a very hot-blooded person. Al derech zoi techuna shel shfichus damim yefshal akur. It's in this vein that we say that a proclivity to spill blood cannot be uprooted. Ach taluyu keitzad mishtamshim ba, but nonetheless, it depends on how one uses that proclivity. Umoiner Rav Ashi arba efsheriyos. Rav Ashi enumerates four possibilities. Rife, a doctor. Ganav he'alul yirtzeach, a criminal who might come to murder. Sheichet oy moyhel. Kulam sheifechim dam, in a sense they all spill blood. Aval ha-moyhel le-mitzvah gdela. The mohel does so in the performance of a great mitzvah. Ha-sheichet enu mekeh mitzvah chiyuvis, sher in chiyuv lechol basa. The sheichet is not fulfilling a commandment necessarily, because there's no obligation to eat meat. Aval kesherotzim lechol basa, mitzvah lishot. When a person wishes to eat meat, then it's a mitzvah to slaughter the animal. Ha-roifeh matzil nefashis b'mashu sheifech dam. The doctor saves lives, or at least attempts to save lives through his spilling of blood. V'rak haganav mishtamesh b'chozel ra. Only the thief, out of all of these, uses this tendency for evil ends. Zoi habechila hagoyrelis. This is the fateful choice. Asher bah koveh ha'adam es darko b'chayim, through which a person determines his path in life. Al yedei shu machri es techunei sav letzad zechus letzad chiva. By determining whether his natural tendencies will go to the side of the positive or to the side of the negative. Mugbelesi, this choice is limited. Ki ein biyadenu leshanois o la'akoir techunois akasheros b'mezik. Because it is not up to us, we cannot change or uproot these tendencies which are connected to our temperament. Aval ashiraya bechira, nonetheless the choice is rich. Ki harbe drachim lifnei ha'adam benitzul techunosav leteiva. Because we have many ways to utilize, to exploit our tendencies for the good. Kach matzinu kasha Yishai avies David lifnei Shemuel. We find that when Yishai brought his youngest son David in front of the prophet Shemuel, vehu admoini im yefe einayim v'tov ro'i, in Shemuel Aleph, he was reddish. Kivan shera'a Shemuel as David admoni nisere, say Chazal, when Shemuel saw a certain aspect of David HaMelech, he was afraid. Omar zeh shefech damim ko Esav. He has a tendency to spill blood like Esav. Omar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu im yefei einayim. There's an additional element over here. Esav midas atzmoy hu yireg. Esav used the tendency in an evil way. He killed on his own account for his own ends. Aval zeh midas Sanhedrin hu yireg. This one, David, will also spill blood, but with the approval of the Sanhedrin. Hevdel koi kitzoni b'schun achas. We have such an extreme difference over here in one tendency. Esav ul havdil David HaMelech alav shalom. Paragraph base. Omarnu ki bechoyach nitena habechira lechol adam. The power of choice has been given as a potential to every human being. Aval yos bocher befoy al hi ma'ala gedola. To actually use it, that's a great achievement. Keitzad magi adam livchira betoiv. How does a person reach this level of choosing the good? מצינו בחזל שהבחירה בטוב נקראת יראת שמיים. חזל indicate that choosing correctly is called יראת שמיים. כך אמרו בנידת תס זין, בגמורה reads, אויסוי מלאך הממונה על ההיריון, לילה שמוי. למלאך, who is appointed over the conception, is called לילה, ונוטל טיפה ומעמידה לפני הקדוש ברוך, it makes this proto-human being, the drop that will be turned into human being, places it before הקדוש ברוך, ואומר לפניו, ריבוינו של עולם, טיפה זה מה תהיה עליה. What will be with this person? Giboir o yichalash, mighty or weak? Chacham o tipesh, wise or the opposite? Ashir o yani, wealthy or perhaps poor? Ve'ilu rasha et tzedik lo yikoma. He does not say, will this person be a rasha et tzedik? Kid Rabbi Chanina, and this reflects Rabbi Chanina's teaching. Ve'amar Rabbi Chanina, ha'koil bidei shamayim chutz meyiras shamayim, all in the hands of heaven, except as shamayim shenema, the pasuk says in Ekev, ve'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alekech ha'shel me'imach kim le'ir'a, ve'goymer, davar ze levado yishel me'imachad, this is the only thing he asks of you, lefi she'akol bi'adev, ve'zo bi'adcha, because everything else is in his hands, this is in your hands. Ve'nosan lefanov she'tei derachim, vu'yivcha le'ir'as shamayim. Hashem places two paths in front of the individual, he must choose ir'as shamayim. כך כוסב רשי על איסא, מימרה בברכויס דף למד ג' עמוד בייס. רשי makes that comment on the same statement רבי חנינה in ברכויס. הרי המהלך הבסיסי, the basic process over here is as follows. בחירה של יראה, או היא בחירה מתוך יראה. To choose from a state of יראה. בוודאי לא במדרגה גבוהה של יראה מדובר, כאן we're not talking about a very high level of יראה, אלא בזכושה בסיסיס של מציאות הבריאה. We're talking about a basic sensitivity to the presence of the Creator, a basic awareness of the Creator, ve'hi ha'mamritza es adam liyes bocher b'tov, which drives a person, motivates him to choose correctly. In brackets, ma'u inyan hira besisis zoi, that the essence of this basic choice, yevo'ar be'ezras Hashem be'mareches ha'ira b'shaar revi, will be explained much later on in the Sefer. In the footnote, the author writes, al toi v'zecher kan ha'goyin ha'tzadik rabbi David botnik zichrono livracha Hashem yikum damoy. He mentions this Talmid Chacham, Rabbi David Boydnik. Mimenu shaya migdoleh ha-Novardokaim. He, who was one of the great Talmidim of Novardok, shamati ha-pam rishono b'chayi sicha musari. Says the author, from him I heard for the first time in my life a musar shemuz. Ve'hi shesibivais b'yasi limchitzas admon. And through that first sicha, it caused indirectly the fact that I came to the environment of Rabbi Yerucham of Mir. Who amar az, Rabbi David Botnik said then, Shemishu sha'al yisei ma yir'as shamayim. Somebody asked him, what is yir'as shamayim? Vehu analo, and he responded, Va'akave she'en zichuni mat'eo yisei, ki 50 shana aviru me'az shamati zes. I hope that my memory does not mislead me, because 50 years have passed since I heard it. He answers as follows, yir'as shamayim hu davar shelo kol shemoy mitzvoy zachal haze. Yir'as shamayim is something that not every person who keeps mitzvoy has earned, ולא כל חילוני ריק ממנו, and not every secular Jew is empty of. לפעמים אדם חילוני גדור מעבירי סודי, sometimes a person is not observant, nonetheless avoids certain עבירויס, מפני שיראס אבויסיו עוד מוששס בקרבו במדסמה, because the יראה of his forefathers is still rooted within him to some extent. ויש שמר מצוויס הפרוץ בעבירויס מסוימויס, and the converse, you sometimes have an observant person who does certain averois regularly, מפני שלא הגיע עדיין לירה, because he hasn't yet reached ירה. זוהי הירה הבסיסיס שאנו מדברים עליה כאן. This is the basic ירה that we are speaking about over here. Back to the text. רבן יוינה כוסב כי למעלה סבחירה יש מדרגוס רבויס. רבן יוינה writes that the concept of choice has many, many levels in שערי תשובה חלק ג' וגם בבחירה מתוך יראה, the בחירה that we're speaking about, the basic בחירה from a sense of יראה, from a basic awareness of Hashem's presence, even there, מצינו עוד מדרגה, we find a further level, יוסר גבוה, slightly higher, בחזל. וזה יש בוויכוח הגדול על בחירה והכרח, in the great debate about choice, or whether one is compelled to act, בבבבסה דף תס זין. The Gemara reads, אומר רובה, ביקש איוב לפתור את כל עולם כולו מן הדין. Iyoiv sought through his argument to argue that the entire world is exempt from justice, that Hashem cannot judge the world. Omar lefanav ribono shel olam, he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ribono shel olam, baras asher parasasav sedekois. You created the bull with split hooves, it is kosher. Baras hachamoyer parasasav kilutois. You created the donkey and its hoof is fused, it is non-kosher. Baras hagan eden, baras hagehinoim, baras hatzadikim, baras hareshaim. So all of these are parallel concepts. Mi me'akev alecha, nobody can stop you. In other words, just as the donkey and the bull do not have any choice, they are created in a certain way, so too people are created as tzadikim and reshaim, and they have no choice in what they do. Umay ahadru lechavre de'yoiv. How did his peers, his friends, respond? Af atatafer yir'a v'sigasi chalifnei elokim. This is a pasuk from Yoiv Perek Tesvav. Tafer yir'a, you are undoing yir'a. Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, bara lo tira tavlin. It's true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Hara, but he created the tira. Rashi. Bara tzadikim alede Yetzer Hatoi, bara tzadikim alede Yetzer Hara. This is Yoiv's argument. You created the tzadikim with the Yetzer Hatoi, you created the Rashaim with the Yetzer Hara, with certain drives. Lefichach ein nitzol miyadecha. Nobody can be saved. Ki mi akev. Anu sin en hachoit'in. Those who sin are compelled to do what they do. That was his argument. And they answered, Bara lo Torah, hein tavlin, she mevateles es hirhure avira. The Torah undoes, annuls thoughts of avira. Kid Omar, as the Gemara says, im poga vecha menuval ze, if this despicable creature, the Yetzara, encounters you, moshcheu leves midrash, bechulei, pull him into the base of midrash, hilkoch lav anusinin. And therefore, we hold that people who err, who sin, are not compelled to do what they do. Hare Iyoiv to'an, ki adam muchrach lachatoi biglal yetzer hara sheboi. The claim of Iyoiv was that a person is compelled to sin because of his yetzer hara. Ve'yishiv lo chavirav ki umefer yir'a. His friends retort that he was undoing the concept of yir'a. Ve'chivan sheyesh yir'a, because there is yir'a, ein ha'adam muchrach lachatoi. A person is not compelled to sin. What is the yira that overcomes yitzhara? The yira that is inherent, innate, hidden in the Torah. It has a property of sweetening, so to speak, the yitzhara, like a spice that gives taste to a dish, and makes it fit to eat. Chazal eina mistamkim b'choch ha-rabichira levad. Chazal don't say that the power of choice is sufficient by itself. Chavrei Iyov lo yishivu lo, and that's why the friends of Iyov did not respond to him, afata tafer bechira, you're undoing bechira. Kanirei, it seems, al yedei koch ha-bechira levad, if all we had was the power of choice, lo haya adam yetze midei hechach ha-yetzer, we would not be able to extricate ourselves from the compulsion of the yetzer. Gam ha'ir'ah ha'besisis, ha'machriyah techunos besisis le'teva. Even that basic era that we spoke about just above, that basic awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that drives us to use our basic character traits for the good, our tendencies for the good, gam hi einah maspika le'atzilen midei ha'yetzehara. It is not sufficient to save us from yetzehara, ul'shacher o'isane mikol hirhura, and to save us from evil thoughts. That property is hidden in a higher level of Yir'ah. Yir'ah of Torah. Here, mevateles hirhurim. That Yir'ah that is able to undo thoughts of sins. Hagoyin Rabbi Yisrael Salanter mevair b'igeres ha-musar, he explains there, keitzad ha-yir'ah shebat-Torah oizeres la'adam b'milchamto im yitzo. He explains the mechanics of it. How this higher level of Yir'ah helps a person in his war with the Yetzer. Yehuyan sham ki enze imin. And you can look over there because this is not our topic over here. Ad kan.